It's in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 through 8. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. I being God, will send disaster upon the leaders of my people, the shepherds of my sheep, for they have destroyed and scattered the very ones they were expected to care for, says the Lord of hosts. This is what the Lord God says. The God of Israel says to these shepherds, instead of leading my flock to safety, you have deserted them and driven them to destruction. Now I will pour out my judgment on you for the evil you have done to them. But I will gather together the remnant of my flock from wherever I have driven them. I will bring them back into their own fold, and they will be fruitful and increase in the number. Then I will appoint responsible shepherds to care for them, and they will never be afraid again. Not a single one of them will be lost or missing, says the Lord. For the time is coming, says the Lord, when I will place a righteous branch on King David's throne. He will be a king who rules with wisdom. He will do what is just and right throughout the land. And this is his name, the Lord of our righteousness. And in that day Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. In that day, says the Lord, when people are taking an oath, they will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who rescued the people of Israel from the land of Egypt. Instead, they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the people of Israel back into their own land from the land of the north, and from all countries in which they had been exiled to. They will live in their own land again. Wow, that is a promise that has been fulfilled in our lifetime in 1948, when Israel was again called a nation, the nation of Israel. I've been thinking about in Jeremiah 23, rather than just the reading of the scripture. Later on in Jeremiah 23, verse 24, it says this, can anyone hide from me? God's talking. Am I not everywhere in all the heavens and the earth? Asked the Lord. I think God's talking about false prophets, and we have a lot of them today, who tell people only what they want to hear and not what God wants them to say. In their hearts, I think these masters of deception knew that they're lying. We talked about that last week in my message. Eventually, their lies would be exposed. In fact, they were already exposed before God. If we want to avoid the fate of these false prophets, we must acknowledge the truth before God and before others. And if we wish others to hold us accountable, then we must not hide any secret sin from them. Well, may God add the blessing to the reading, to hearing a little bit of Ralphieism today. God loves you, and so do I.